producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Unfortunately, we find ourselves about an hour and a half after the decision in the exact same place we were an hour and a half before the decision, which is no decision. Basically, they said is, you know, a lot of the committee members, because remember, it's not just Janet Yellen, you've got eight other voting members, have basically said that we think conditions are good enough to raise rates, but global uncertainties pushed us back. So there you go. You can read into that as being China. The question I've got now is, and I asked this on the air of some of our guests, which is, okay, well, if China is volatility and weakening stock market and weakening economy doesn't fix itself anytime soon, does that mean that our Fed is going to be beholden to China for months or years or whatever?
The Fed leaves key interest rates unchanged. That was Brian Sullivan from CNBC commenting in a talk radio interview about the Federal Reserve's decision not to push the interest rates up. So that decision has found itself at the number 10 spot on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our countdown. This is for the week of September 14th to the 18th. All the top 10 talk topics, research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It's the big deal in terms of talk radio, monitoring radio programs and hosts and stations all across the country. So the no hike news is a good one. A lot of business talk radio stations, money stations, and general interest stations are keyed in on that. At number 10.
Number 9.
The number 9 item is a focus on the Pope and his impending visit. Here is Philadelphia host Dom Giordano talking to Emily Guzenberger from Philadelphia's City Paper about her interviews with people on Craigslist who are trying to scalp tickets to see the Pope.
What is the hot item? Is it the 400,000 surprised me for the Independence Hall one versus the others. Is that the hotter ticket or any of them selling better than the others?
The mass actually appears to be the most expensive one, or that seems to be what people think that they can get the most money for. The interesting thing about it, I found, is that people tended to set their prices based on what else people were selling tickets for comparable items on Craigslist, but nobody seemed to actually be, which was like around $250. So a lot of people were like, oh, well, someone else is selling it for $250. I'll sell it for that, too. But nobody is actually buying it $250, as far as I can tell.
So what's the price? What's the highest so far? Do you have a sense from any of these folks?
Well, some are just ridiculous. Like, there's one that I found that was trying to sell a ticket for Independence Hall for $5,000. But it just seemed to be very optimistic. I don't know.
And how do they feel about this? Do you probe at all? I'm looking at some of the questions you asked, which were kind of extensive. You know, that they're not Catholic. They don't want to go themselves. Well, a number of them appear to be not. They even think this is a bit of a hassle. What do they think about doing this? And you're not able to do it on Craigslist, correct?
You're not allowed to do it on eBay. On Craigslist, you can sell pretty much whatever you want, but I think that I get the impression that there is some sort of vigilante crew going through on Craigslist, because that's how you get ads taken off Craigslist. You flag them as objectionable, like a user does. And
okay,
if enough users flag them, say, like, I have a problem with this listing, then the listing just goes down.
What kinds of reaction are you getting from people that you track these 12 down and you got them to talk about this?
People seem to really like it. I don't know. The reaction seems to be pretty mixed. I know a lot of people in Philadelphia are a little frustrated over how the Pope visit is disrupting their lives. And I talked to, like, there were a few people. There was an airport worker that I talked to who was very worried about getting fired because he was going to, like, because the trains to the airport were all messed up and he was worried that he wouldn't be able to get in. So he was selling the ticket as stocking aside some money for in case he was
my
written
God
up. And that was the thing. I did feel pretty bad for him, and a few people gave that as the idea. I would say that there were a few people also that just did straight sort of Ayn Rand type, whatever, like, it's free, like, there's nothing stopping me. And while I would say that that's true, technically, and it's entrepreneurial, it just struck me as very at odds with the speeches that Pope Francis has made about consumerism and, you know, the poison of money.
Number eight.
Number eight this week on our countdown, the nuclear threat revived, North Korea's at it again. Here's host John Howell talking to Bill Gertz from the Washington Free Beacon about North Korea's latest threats to use these weapons.
We learned that North Korea now says it's fully ready to use the nukes against us and other hostile forces if, in fact, we insult them. If we persistently seek and offer up reckless hostility towards them. Now, what that means, I'm not sure, but Bill Gertz does. Do I have to worry about this little sawed-off dictator, or can I just dismiss this as just the ramblings of a lunatic mind?
Well, anytime you have a maniac with nuclear weapons and missiles, you can't dismiss any kind of threats coming from North Korea. This is a real dangerous place. This guy has made threats in the past. He wants to develop a nuclear missile that can hit the United States. So, yeah, we've got to listen to what he says. He also has restarted this nuclear reactor at Yongbyon, which had been shut down as part of the nuclear deal that was reached back in the 90s. You know, a good lesson, I think, there for the Iran deal.
Does the 70th anniversary of North Korea's becoming a state, does that have anything to do with this rhetoric?
Well, that's coming up, yeah, and there is strong intelligence indicating that they're going to conduct some type of a long-range missile test coinciding with this anniversary. And so everybody's on watching that closely. Of course, they had a dust-up with the South Koreans a little while ago over the mining of the DMZ, and it looked like in that standoff the South Koreans blinked and made a concession to the North, gave them some talks that they wanted, and they're trying to get closer relations. But at the same time, you have Kim Jong-un consolidating power. He's been purging the military, and you never know with them. And then, of course, you've got China in the background there. What's their position? Are they backing Kim? They're the main economic supplier for North Korea, but they've been very quiet on the North Korean front.
All right, so that's number eight, North Korea in the focus. So we keep moving on the countdown. We have to get all 10 of them in this hour, so you'll know what's going on in the main in the world of News Talk Radio. So I guess in terms of what's next, you'd expect to have number seven in your ear, and that'll come up in a matter of moments here on the countdown.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh. I felt like canceling, but then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' end of summer clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. Wide plank, hand-scraped oak for $1.99. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for $1.29. Plus, get 10 to 15% off Morningstar Bamboo, the number one selling brand of bamboo flooring. Top quality laminate and vinyl plank from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the end of summer clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Number seven.
Number seven this week on our Talk Radio Review is a focus on these horrible wildfires in the Northwest. Here's host Trevor Carey talking to Modesto, California Fire Chief Sean Simon about how the fires seem to be different this year than what they've experienced before.
You've seen now over the last 4 years, as we're heading into the fifth year now of drought, have you seen each year kind of go up a little bit as it got drier and drier and drier?
Yeah, it seems the last 2 years we had pretty heavy fire load, a lot of fire activity, but this year is off the chart for the number of fires, the acres burned, and what we've seen at the Butte Fire and then the Valley Fire now over in Lake County.
That's up Napa way, right?
Up Napa way. Mm-hmm. The fire spread, the fire behavior, as we call it, is what I have never seen in my 26-year career, and many Cal Fire and federal agencies are seeing the exact same thing. They have not seen the fire spread as quickly and spot as far ahead with embers that is going on right now.
It's that Valley Fire, they said 12 hours it spread 40,000 square miles.
Unbelievable. I was watching.
You've never heard anything like that.
Watching on the news, I could not believe the flame fronts. And the other unique thing that we're experiencing this year is the Butte Fire had it, the Valley Fire, the other Lake County fires. There's several fronts. Usually you'll have one direction that the fire is going, and you may have some fingers and some problems with it. But these fires, they're considering basically having several fronts where the fire is heading in different directions, driven by terrain and dry fuels and the wind, of course. But it becomes extremely difficult to fight when it is doing that.
Yeah, that Valley Fire up by Napa, I read reports where basically it was like, you don't even have time to get your shoes on. Get out now. Get out now.
Literally wiped out of town in hours.
Now, we think of in our day and age of communication, text, email, you can send out emergency alert, maybe phone calls, reverse 911 to let people know.
Right.
But, I mean, that's a job in and of itself. Drive it literally in some of those areas that are a little more remote. Mm-hmm. There'd be a guy out there that has no cell phone service. He's out back whittling, and he's like, I smell smoky or something, you know.
Yep.
That right there has to be a serious undertaking.
You've got to have those phones registered. So, you know, if you have a landline, those are usually registered for the reverse 911s. But you have to have your cell phone registered if you want to receive those reverse 911s. And then, of course, you've got to answer. And you've got to be, you know, if you're home, that's great. You can grab your stuff and get. But if you're at work, when several of these fires have happened in the middle of the day, you may not be home. You may never make it back to your house.
The rain has helped firefighters as we get to the end of the week. August has been the warmest on record, and there have been a lot of people focused on politicians who say we've got to do something or nothing on climate action. So that's number seven. Number six position, next point to occupy our minds here on the countdown, coming right up. We'll be right back.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six on the countdown this week. You've heard the story, or if you haven't, this will be news to you, about the 14-year-old in Texas named Ahmed Mohammed, who was the subject matter of a lot of controversy because he was arrested for making a clock. Here's talk host Mike Pintek talking about this situation.
Irving, Texas. Ninth grader, 14 years old. He makes his own radios and repairs his own go-kart. He hoped to impress his teachers when he brought a homemade clock to his school on Monday. But instead, he got arrested. They called the police, four of them. They questioned him for a couple of hours. They put him in handcuffs, handcuffed behind his back, 14 years old. Take him to jail. For what? He built a clock. So here's what happened. He's been suspended, by the way, in the meantime. That's the other thing. Boy, if ever there was a lawsuit here in the works, I honestly, if his parents don't sue everybody involved. He likes to tinker, as I just mentioned. He loved robotics club in middle school. He was searching for a similar niche in his first few weeks of high school. So he decided to do what he has always done. He built something. He built an electronic clock. It was hardly his most elaborate creation. This is from the Dallas News, by the way. He said he threw it together in about 20 minutes before bedtime on Sunday. A circuit board and a power supply wired up to a digital display, all strapped inside a case with a tiger hologram on the front. He showed it to his engineering teacher first thing Monday morning because he was proud. But he did not get the reaction he was expecting. He was like, that's really nice. I would advise you not to show any other teachers. He kept the clock in. He took the advice, kept the clock inside his school bag in English class, but the teacher complained when the alarm in it beeped in the middle of a lesson. So the young man brought the invention up to show his teacher afterward. She was like, it looks like a bomb. I told her, it doesn't look like a bomb to me. The teacher kept the clock. When the principal and a police officer then pulled him out of class in sixth period, he suspected he was not going to get his clock back. The police officer and the principal led him into a room where four other police officers were waiting. He said an officer he'd never seen before leaned back in his chair and remarked, "Yep, that's who I thought it was." He suddenly was very conscious of his skin and his name. Which brings me to this. I haven't mentioned this kid's name. I haven't mentioned his background. His name is Ahmed Mohammed, and yes, he's a Muslim. Ahmad Mohammed. The bell rang at least twice, he said, while the officers searched his belongings and questioned him. They kept him busy with questions. The principal threatened to expel him if he didn't make a written statement. They were like, so you tried to make a bomb? I told them, no, I was trying to make a clock. They said, no, it looks like a movie bomb. I don't even know what that is, a movie bomb. What is that? Ahmad never claimed that his device was anything but a clock, said the police spokesman, James McClellan. The police have no reason to think it was dangerous, but officers still did not believe that he was giving them the whole story. We have no information that he claimed it, that it was a bomb, but he kept maintaining it was a clock. But there was no broader explanation. What broader explanation could there possibly be? It could reasonably be mistaken as a device if left in a bathroom or under a car. The concern was, what was this thing built for? Do we take him into custody? Police led him out of the school at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, his hands cuffed behind him and an officer on each arm. A few students gaped in the halls. He remembers the shocked expression of a student counselor, the one who knows I'm a good boy. He was spared the inside of a cell. The police sent him out of the juvenile detention center to meet his parents shortly after taking his fingerprints. They are still investigating. And Ahmad has not been back to school. His family said the principal suspended him for 3 days now. The parents thought, how could someone like this build, or the principal thought, how could someone like this build something like this unless it's a threat?
Wow. Well, I think that was handled well by Mr. Pintech. It wasn't handled well by the school, and it wasn't handled well by the police. That's my read on it. What's yours? You can comment by sending email to Doug@DougStefan.com. You're listening to the weekly talk radio countdown show. We've done half of the items on the list of the top 10, so the other half come up in the next half hour here on your countdown.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We're into the second half hour of our Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen. For the week ending September the 18th, we have the following stories in the following positions. We've reviewed number 10, which was the decision on the interest rates by the Fed. The Pope's visit number 9. North Korean nuclear threats number 8. The situation with the fires in California number 7. The Texas student clock controversy is number 6. So now let's work our way into numbers 5 to number 1.
Number 5.
Number 5 is the situation in the Middle East where Syria is using Russian help. The situation described in the conversation by host Jack Harris and Corey Dillon. Here they talked to correspondent Jessica Gallagher about Russia getting militarily involved in Syria.
What kind of a buildup are we seeing in Syria right now on the part of the Russians in defense of the existing government?
A defense official confirming to Fox News that the Pentagon has tracked 15 flights of Russian Antonov 124 condo flights into Syria. They've seen more than two ships offloading military cargo. That includes half a dozen tanks. This defense official says that it's the largest development of Russian forces outside the former Soviet Union since it collapsed back in 1991. The U.S. military has also seen from the air in Syria that there are additional housing units that have been placed in Syria, which would make it possible for the Russians to house up to 1,500 combat troops. Now, there had been a worry by Washington and NATO over the last couple of weeks that there was this so-called Russian buildup of troops. Then we heard last week from Russia's defense ministry saying that, you know, we're just selling weapons to Syria. This is a no-brainer. We've been very transparent about this. And we do have military experts, so-called military experts, on the ground to show the Syrians how to use weapons. But Israel's defense minister telling reporters here last week that there are Russian troops on the ground and that it's believed that they're building an air base near Latakia. And this air base could be used to target ISIS with helicopters, fighter jets, etc. The million-dollar question is what is Russia doing going there. If they're going to target ISIS, that's a common goal for NATO and the U.S., but if they're going to back al-Assad, which NATO and Washington are completely against, that's a whole other bag of worms.
Well, Jessica, aside from that, or to speak to that, in the last 2 days, I know that NATO has detected at least 19 Russian aircraft in international airspace and over 100 intercepts in the last year, in 2014. They've certainly stepped up their flights. Whatever the protocol is, the Russians don't seem to care to pay any penalty.
You make a very good point. Let's take, for instance, when Crimea was annexed by Russia last year. Russian President Vladimir Putin, the entire time that Russian troops were in Crimea, said, no, they're not Russian. They just happened to be there. Then he came out later and said, okay, yes, well, maybe. They were Russian troops, but they were just there to protect Russian interests. The Kremlin is not exactly transparent, and we've seen this over and over. And Putin does what he does, and the Kremlin does whatever, and there seems to be a reaction from the rest of the world. I think the big issue here is what is Russia going to do? Al-Assad is seen by the United States as a poor governor of Syria, as a poor government of Syria. He's seen as a despot, if you will, sort of out of touch with his own people. He's used barrel bombs on his own people, allegedly chemical weapons. He's not the president and the leader of Syria that the United States wants. So if Russia is there backing him, and to what extent, that's really going to have to play out.
Number four on the Talk Radio Review is the situation as we move a little bit to the west of Syria, the Iran nuclear deal. Here's host Terry Miners talking to Senator Mitch McConnell about McConnell's efforts to block or at least alter that nuclear deal with Iran.
Let's roll back to the Iran deal situation, the difficulty of trying to pass what you wanted. You tried to attach an issue for recognition for Israel, and give us the 101 on that.
Well, first of all, this should have been a treaty. The president of the Constitution, however, gets to decide whether to submit a treaty or not. He didn't. So it was just a deal between Barack Obama and the Iranian regime until enough Democrats in the Senate said, we want to have something to say about it, that we passed a bill by a large enough majority that he couldn't defeat it with a veto, that gave us an opportunity to weigh in on it. And then they prevented, with a procedural maneuver, our ability to get a final vote on it. So what I did was offer a proposal as a substitute for that that would say the sanctions against Iran wouldn't be lifted until they recognized Israel and released our prisoners. You know, they've got 3 or 4 American prisoners over there, hostages. So they defeated that as well. So I think the way to look at it, if you're concerned about this Iran deal, and most Americans are, there's overwhelming opposition to it. It's an executive agreement only. What that means is a year and a half from now, a new president who wants to start all over can do it because it doesn't have the force of law of a treaty. This is basically Barack Obama's deal with the Iranian regime.
For the next person to deal with. And you're also talking about an inflow of money to Iran that gives them other power to use in whatever way they wish to express.
Yeah, we kind of call it the signing bonus. Once the sanctions are relieved, Iran will get up to somewhere between $50 and $100 billion of immediate inflow of cash. Now, we know what they will do with it. They are fomenting problems, funding, supporting the Assad regime in Syria, funding Hezbollah, the terrorist group in Lebanon, Hamas, the terrorist group in Gaza, the Houthis down in Yemen. They are the principal funder of terrorism in the Middle East. They constructed, by the way, the IEDs that killed at least 500 of our soldiers and wounded a huge number of additional military personnel. This is a bad regime, and it does nothing to impact any of their sort of collateral activities unrelated to the nuclear program.
Number three, the European migration situation and migration discussions, immigration policy in general. Let's focus on what's going on the Hungarian border, though, in this conversation with Jimmy Barrett, who talks to correspondent Simon Owen about the growing crisis there. Laws are being put into place to keep the Syrian refugees out.
Simon Owen joins us at the Serbian-Hungarian border. How big is it, Simon?
Morning, Jimmy. Well, I mean, the protest is not huge in the grand scheme of things. Maybe 100 people max, perhaps that sort of thing. You've probably gone in because we've been moved back 100 feet or so, but there's people cheering and whistling in complaint in protest of the way they've been treated. Yesterday, Hungary sealed up, finally, its border with Serbia. It's been threatening this for a while. It's been building a 13-foot-tall razor wire fence, and yesterday we watched as the final piece was slotted into place, and what had been a very popular unofficial entry point into Hungary worked very nicely for the migrants because they could get into Hungary quite easily and then get out and get off to somewhere like Germany where they would be welcomed, as opposed to Hungary, which is not so welcoming. That unofficial point was then sealed up. But then people kept coming, and Hungary didn't have the facilities in place to process them through the night. So then there was a backlog, and that's why now we've got the official border point, which is where I'm standing now. This is normally where you have trucks shuttling back and forth between these countries. It's now shut. 6 lanes of highway closed, and a backlog of migrants on the other side who say they haven't had food or water and this sort of thing, and starting to get a bit fed up with being left in limbo like this.
I know the talks, Simon Owen, are ongoing in Brussels. There are evidently some plans to force some countries to take more in, but those failed. I mean, you can't really force other countries to take these people in, can you?
Well, I mean, this is part of the deal with the EU, is that you're supposed to have sort of setups where you can share the burden and that sort of thing. It's to make it more of a powerful bloc in total. But, I mean, look, you know what a hot topic immigration is in certainly in America, and it's the same over here as well. The difference being here is that you've got the EU is 28 states with very different policies and priorities. And, you know, they struggle to agree on what to have for lunch half the time. So to have them agree on immigration policies is very difficult. Indeed, and that's why on the one hand you've got Germany, which has welcomed Syrian refugees and granted them asylum. On the other hand, you've got Hungary that's built a fence to keep people out.
Yeah, and we're dealing at potentially here with what, hundreds of thousands of people?
Yeah, well, I mean, Germany says it thinks 1 million asylum seekers could arrive this year. Now, they won't all be going along these paths, but if that's correct, then, you know, spread it around the continent and, I don't know, 1.5 million, that sort of thing. It's unprecedented numbers, I think that's fair to say. This is a pretty extraordinary crisis that Europe's dealing with.
All right, so that's number three situation that is very interesting to see the parallels over there to what we have going on here, don't you think? Number two on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You have probably guessed by now, because we haven't spent much time on politics and the presidential debates, that sort of thing, what's going to be in the number two and the number one position. Well, you don't have long to wait, because those items are up next here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' end of summer clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. Wide plank, hand-scraped oak for $1.99. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for $1.29. Plus, get 10 to 15% off Morningstar Bamboo, the number one selling brand of bamboo flooring. Top quality laminate and vinyl plank from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the end of summer clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh,
I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid, pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. Wide plank, hand-scraped oak for $1.99. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for $1.29. Plus, get 10 to 15% off Morningstar Bamboo, the number one selling brand of bamboo flooring. Top quality laminate and vinyl plank from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Number two this week. Yes, it does have to do with the politics, presidential candidates, those who are running for the big show. Earlier this week on my Good Day program, Rich McFadden and I talked to former IRS Commissioner Mark Everson about his presidential campaign. He was left out of the debates, and he also has an interesting plan to consider to bring back the draft.
Oh, I've been in the campaign since March. I've got offices in both Iowa and New Hampshire, so I'm doing this the good old-fashioned way, retail politics, and I think what I offer is I have an outsider's perspective because most of my career has been in the private sector. I've run factories. I've lived and worked overseas in Turkey, France, and Zambia, so I know how to compete. But I have 6 years under Reagan and 6 years under Bush.
I agree with reinstating, or not necessarily the draft, but having a year required of national service. I think that's something that would be an enhancement to the country, frankly, and people of all ages.
Yes, exactly. What we've lost here is our collective sense of shared sacrifice.
Right.
I was six and a half when JFK said those words, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." We've got to get back to that if we're going to all pull together as one nation and confront radical Islam and all the other things we've got to do.
Right. So, Mark, Doug, let's find out. Mark, this is a long shot, you have to admit. When you're not one of the top-tier guys, you don't get on the television, what keeps you in it and what makes you committed to doing this at this point?
Well, I think it's clearly I'm 61 years old, and I've got all this experience, and I've got strong views about the country that is drifting. I don't think career politicians are going to solve our problems. There's just a disgust and a dismay with them that is reflected in half the people are supporting Trump, Fiorina, and Carson. So I'm the outsider like them. I get it. I don't have the name recognition, so I'm appreciative of the coverage that you're providing and others. But I think that as I go through New Hampshire and talk to people, they are responsive. They are listening carefully. They don't want this election stolen by Wall Street and the special interest group. So I'm sticking with it, and we'll see where it goes. I'm encouraged.
There are a couple of bits and pieces here that sort of string themselves well into the discussion in general of presidential candidates, even though a lot of attention is given to the Republicans this week. Jimmy Fallon had Hillary Clinton on his program, and among other things, she said she was enjoying watching what the Republicans are doing. I don't know whether that means to each other or in the main. I also thought it was interesting that Carly Fiorina was as clear as she was when it came to the question about Donald Trump. Would you say this was a shot? Did she take a shot at Donald Trump? Or did you just say what everybody was thinking? You'll remember that he mocked her appearance in an interview with Rolling Stone. He was quoted as saying, "Look at that face, would anybody vote for that?" And then she was asked to respond, and said, quote, I think women all over this country heard very clearly what Mr. Trump said. Then after that he said, I think she's got a beautiful face and I think she's a beautiful woman. Well, is that part of his being an entertainer would be the question. I, for one, think that that went too far, unnecessary. It just the same thing as the comment he made about Ron Paul's looks and his hair and that sort of thing. It just gets in the way of him doing what he's trying to do. That's really galvanized a lot of public universal public support. Okay, so there's a general overview of the situation. Let's talk specifically about number one, the GOP debate, next as we finalize this week's countdown.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one this week, no surprise, the debate, if that's what you want to call it, on CNN, all the hype that led up to it, and then the hype after it, the analysis paralysis, yaddle, yaddle, yaddle. Maybe we're engaging in that a little bit ourselves here. Here's host Ron St. Pierre talking to correspondent Rachel Sutherland about the candidates' performances from her perspective at this second debate.
I think in order of performance, and this is just my humble opinion, I think Fiorina jumped to the head of the crowd. I think Trump was a very, very strong second, and I think Chris Christie did a good job.
Yeah, I think most of these candidates that we thought were kind of lagging, especially like Jeb Bush, and you mentioned Chris Christie there, did very well and gained some ground back from Donald Trump. And as you mentioned, Carly Fiorina, it's too early for polls, but certainly according to Twitter, she's the most searched for candidate and had a really knockout night, especially when she did take on Donald Trump and when she talked about Planned Parenthood. So, yeah, standout night for Carly Fiorina. As I mentioned, Jeb Bush did well. Even Rand Paul seemed to gain some ground back when he dealt with Trump's attacks simply by giving an eye roll, which was, I think, pretty powerful, just not really saying much of anything.
I think you and I might have a little debate of all our own, because I didn't think Jeb Bush did that well.
Yeah, I think there's a bit of a mixed opinion about him, but I think he had a strong moment when he defended his brother, because he has to deal with the George W. Bush mm-hmm. factor. He just does.
But to expect an apology out of Donald Trump to go there, you know, oh, you insulted my wife, you know that's not going to come.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, and that was was another search for a moment when he defended his wife. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean, we'll have to wait on the polls, Ron, because it's just so it's so early, and everybody's going to have different opinions as to how these candidates did. But I thought it was a strong debate, certainly interesting and lengthy, too.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like CNN finally found their plane.
Yeah, and you know, this kids' table thing, you know, the happy hour debate, that's just going to go away.
I mean. Yeah, it needs to. These, bless their hearts, but they just weren't very strong. I think Lindsey Graham had a pretty good night, but
I don't think it matters.
No, it probably doesn't. I don't think it matters either, Frank. I thought all of them were a waste of time in that first debate. Okay, so let's move on here with the overview from Talk Show's Pat Campbell, who says the debate was too long and that Trump was running out of steam.
It was way, way, way too long. Three painful hours. I don't even know how those people stood up on stage, you know, without at least a bathroom break. But just standing on your feet for 3 hours, you know. And by the way, did you see them sweating up there? It started with Rubio. you would think, you know, it's not 1955. It's 2015. At the Reagan Library, they would have the climate properly adjusted. In other words, super, super cold to accommodate the candidates on stage so they weren't, you know, looking like they were working out while they were debating. But alas, that wasn't the case. That wasn't the case. By the way, I also watched the Kitty debate. And actually, in some respects, the earlier debate, which featured Lindsey Graham, Bobby Jindal, Rick Santorum, who I felt so bad for, and George Pataki, actually might have been more substantive when it comes to content. It was actually, you got to find out more, you got to hear more. And part of that had to do with the fact that you only had four candidates as compared to the 11 that were up on stage for the main event. So everybody's wondering, okay, who's the winner? Pat, who won? Who won? Well, if you go to Drudge, and there's no surprise there, okay? It's Trump by a mile. But on a serious, and I, by the way, I didn't see Trump as a big winner. What I did notice with Trump is that he sort of ran out of steam after a while. In fact, that final hour, he didn't do much.
All right, so there we have all of the items in this week's top 10. You tell us what you think. Go to DougStephan.com if you feel strongly about one of these top 10 talk topics. The debate is number one, presidential candidate overview number two, migrant problems, immigration three, the nuclear deal in Iran number four, Russia and its military connection to Syria is five, the clock controversy is six, the wildfires are seven, nuclear situation with North Korea is 8, Pope's visit is 9, and the interest rates 10. For my money, I suppose I would agree that the GOP debate, the presentation, was the most interesting and maybe most important of the week. But you tell us what you think by going to DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, and just log in your thoughts by picking one of the letters that's there. We'll report back to you next week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.